Cheering at pro wrestling shows in Japan is back, and 2023 is already shaping up to be a big year in the history of pro res. That's why you should listen to the Emerald Flow Show. From the Royal Road to the Green Mat, Paul and Gerard take you into the world of All Japan Pro Wrestling and Pro Wrestling NOAH. Not only do we analyze events, but we examine business, who is getting over, what angles are working or not. Occasionally, we take a look at other Japanese promotions like DDT and Zero One. So if you're looking for more coverage of the world of Japanese wrestling, check out the Emerald Flow Show on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network, available on all of your favorite podcast apps.
Hey everyone, what you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our Patreon. If you want to hear the full thing, please go to flagshippatreon.com and subscribe to either our $5 or $10 tier. A subscription to the $5 tier gives you access to most of our bonus audio, including Flagship Plus, The Overrun, as well as retro content like Jovember to Remember, our retro audio documentaries, as well as exclusive breaking news reports. You can upgrade to the $10 tier and unlock all of our bonus content, including written columns and reviews, as well as live shows like Instant Reaction Live and the Flagship Live, as well as all of the other benefits available on the $5 tier. Once again, that's flagshippatreon.com. And now to the free preview of one of our exclusive episodes.
All right, so there's a lot to unpack here. A lot of this mirrors everything I've been saying for months and months. Okay? And it's funny because a lot of people took this, and when I say a lot of people, the garbage dump side of wrestling media, which is the vast majority of wrestling media, is part of that garbage dump side. But of course, and these are predominantly the YouTubers, 99% of which are utterly useless, but often have the largest reach and the largest audiences, as opposed to niche content like what you're listening to, or even something like WrestleNomics, or even something like Post, which I would regard also as niche content. None of us have the reach that these dopey YouTubers have with their sensationalist headlines and everything else, which is why they have that reach, because we live in a shit society. But the garbage side of wrestling media, of course, what do you think that they took from this question and answer? Of course, they laser focused on the idea that Tony Khan is said to be disappointed with the offer currently on the table. So that became the headline. That became sensationalized. And that was presented in a way, at least in the headlines, and probably a good deal of the content, because these content creators don't have their finger on the pulse. They don't know what they're talking about when it comes to this stuff. And even the ones who might understand that negative AEW content, bad AEW news is what draws in their little corner of the media world. So it was presented as if Tony Khan being disappointed in the WBD offer was this potential negative in Tony getting another deal. Now, let's unpack this. First of all, it's obvious that Tony Khan is not happy with whatever offers have been made because he hasn't taken the offer. So that part's not even really news. If Tony Khan was pleased with the offers he's received from WBD, he would have taken one of the offers by now. So yes, obviously, he's not happy with the offers. Now, does that mean that he's not going to get a new deal? Well, probably not. He's getting offers, which means they want the content. Bologna flat out says that WBD would like to keep the AEW content. So what does Tony Khan being disappointed in the offer to this point mean? Well, it could mean that it's a very advantageous offer and a huge raise, but he wants a bigger raise, possibly because he knows, as Bologna points out, that WBD has already lost the NBA and that he's now in a more advantageous position. Something I've been telling you guys for weeks upon weeks, if not months, that if WBD lost the NBA, that would be good news for Tony Khan and AEW. And it appears as though people like Matt Bologna and other people in sports media world, such as Andrew Marchand, who said just a few days ago, and I quote, "If WBD loses the NBA, I expect them to use the billions to make moves and retain their programming," end quote. That, a direct response to the following question. Andrew, if WBD doesn't retain the NBA, how does that affect AEW as their deal with WBD ends later this year? So, people like Baloney and Marchand agree with what I've had to say over the last several weeks and the last several months. Brandon Thurston generally agrees with that sentiment. Dave Meltzer just did audio the other day where he broke down the math, the same math that I had already done. And then Meltzer did it on the air in more detail than I ever have. How losing the NBA actually gives WBD more money to play with from the standpoint of retaining other programming, AEW in this case, even with the potential loss in the carriage fees for TNT, which is also something that I've been constantly saying and pounding home. But anyway, I don't see how this little bit here from Matt Baloney can't be taken as anything but a positive in regards to the future for AEW on WBD or elsewhere. I mean, let's just break this down piece by piece. First of all, look at the question itself, which he claims these are reader questions. There's no names attached to them. Maybe he does some kind of mailbag. I'm not super familiar with his work. Could be a situation where he's sending questions to himself, like Wacky Dave Scherer over at PW Insider, where he wants to soapbox on things, so maybe he just drums up his own questions, which is something a lot of people in media do, to be honest. But even the question itself and the way it's framed. Nobody's talking about the other rights deal he, Zaslav, is about to bungle. AEW Wrestling. Why? See, right off the bat, this little piece of the column is framed in such a way where WBD and Zaslav are screwing things up. They already lost the NBA. And now there's a possibility with the exclusive rights period coming to an end, and Dave Meltzer has been very cryptic about that if you've listened to his audio, in terms of that exclusive rights negotiating period coming to an end very soon, right? And it would, to me, Tony Khan would be very smart to allow that window to come to an end to see what other bidders might have interest. Now that WBD has lost the NBA and has all of this money to spend. So the question is framed in a way, are they going to bungle this one too? Are they going to lose the NBA and lose this steady performer on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights? And Baloney's answer, the very first paragraph. Let me read it to you again. Because WBD's Turner Sports is still in the exclusive negotiating window with AEW, the upstart WWE competitor signed a multi-year deal with Turner in 2020 and has an option that Turner exercised. And now Zaslav and TNT sports head Lewis, I'm not sure what that is, Silberwasser would like to keep the 5 hours of AEW programming per week on TNT and TBS. Would like to keep the 5 hours of AEW programming per week on TNT and TBS. So Baloney, according to his sources, WBD would like to keep AEW. So that's the first important takeaway here. Second.
Hello, everyone. My name is Taylor.
And I'm Kelly.
And we are the co-hosts of Jumping Bomb Audio, the number one show all about the world of Joshi Pro Wrestling. Episodes drop every other Monday, where we discuss the biggest Joshi news, review shows, and preview the hottest upcoming Joshi action.
So whether you're a new fan or an old fan, we've got something here for you at Jumping Bomb Audio.
Check us out on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.